From chapter 3, Mishnah 1, Kol Yadois Ha'oichlim, any handle to foodstuffs. And this is talking about a handle by which someone will grab the foodstuff. An example that the Kohati brings are stalks with which the fruit hangs off the tree. So maybe an apple stalk would be an example. So if someone grabs an apple stalk, what would be if an Avatuma or a Tful Yom grabs an apple stalk but doesn't touch the apple? Are the two considered connected? Is that apple now considered invalid? Says the Mishnah, Shem Chibur ba'avatuma, they are considered Chibur, joined, if an avatuma touches the stalk, Chibur b'tful yom, and whatever is considered Chibur for an avatuma is considered Chibur for a tful yom. So says the Mishnah, in this case over here, there is no differentiation between the levels of impurity. If an avatuma would touch the stalk and we would consider the apple impure, then if a tful yom touched the stalk, we'd also consider the apple impure. So exactly what are considered yados, handles of foodstuffs, and what are not, we're actually going to go do later in the beginning of Uktzin. But for purposes over here, the Mishnah is saying that whatever over there is considered a handle, if an avatum or a tfulyum touches it, it's impure, and so too if a tfulyum touches it. Oichel shenifras umoire miktsas, food that was cut, it was severed into two, but it's still joined on a little bit. It's still partly joined. Rabbi Meir Omer im oiches begadol vakatan oile imoy, if a person picks up the larger piece, it's in two pieces, this fruit, a bigger piece and a smaller piece, and they join together a little bit. If he picks up the larger piece and the smaller piece rises up with it, harayu hu kamoihu, they are considered joined together. And if a tuma person touches the big piece, the small piece will also be tame, and vice versa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, im oiches bekatan vagadol oile imo. He says, now the test is, if you pick up the smaller piece, will the larger piece rise up with it? That's obviously needs to be a stronger connection to be able to pick up the bigger piece with the smaller piece. And that says Rabbi Yehuda is Harehu Kamoy. If that's the case, you pick up the smaller piece, the bigger piece will come up with it. That is, now they are considered joined. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, he says, Betahor, V'chachomim Omer, Betameh. So Rabbi Nechemya, he has a different test. And what is his test? He says, if the tful yom, we look at it, whatever the pure part, meaning the part that the tful yom didn't touch, if he gripped the pure part and picked up the impure part with it, so then if they'll pick up together, so that's then we'll consider them joined. So you see there's two parts and the tful yom only touched one part. Says Rabbi Nechemiah, if someone comes and picks up the other part, and the impure part will go up with it, so that's how we test if they joined or not. And he doesn't look at it like the previous opinions, large and small. We go after the pure and the impure. That's Rabbi Nechemiah. But the rabbi said the reverse. If you pick up the impure part, the part that was touched by the tful yom, and the pure part will go up with it, that is when you consider them joined. And then says the Mishnah, Sha'ar kol ha'oichlim, other foods, es shedar kol achayz ba'aleha, that which is normally gripped by the leaf, oichayz oise ba'ala, one grips it by the leaf, uba kelach, and if it's normally gripped by the stem, oichsin oise bekelach, then one grips it by the stem. And so if it's something which is normally gripped by the leaf, then if you pick it up, you pick it up in its usual way, meaning if you pick up the leaf and the rest comes with it, so that's joined. If it's normally gripped by the stem and you grip it and pick it up by the stem and the rest comes with it, that's considered chibur.